Over time, moss, mold, and mildew stains cover your home, and cleaning them is too much work. You need Wet and Forget, the easy bleach-free way to clean tough outdoor stains. For decks, patios, and cushions, use Wet and Forget outdoor spaces. No scrubbing, no rinsing. Just apply and let it do the work for you over time. Got a bigger job? Reach second-story siding and roofs with Outdoor Max. Up to a 30-foot reach and 2x the coverage. Get Wet and Forget at Home Depot, Lowe's, and Walmart.
This is Jana Kramer from Wind Down with Jana Kramer. Hey, quick question for the parents listening right now. When's the last time your kid asked for something and you actually felt good saying yes? Because lately, a lot of families have been hearing the same thing. Can I have Lingo Kids, please? And here's the thing. Lingo Kids is the number one entertainment platform for young kids with more than 4,000 interactive games, songs, and shows. Astronauts, wild animals, superheroes, dinosaurs. It's literally everything kids love all in one place. So when they ask for it, you can actually feel good saying yes. Download Lingo Kids for free and start exploring today, or unlock even more amazing content with Lingo Kids Plus. And if you go with the yearly plan, you can save up to 60%. Search Lingo Kids in the App Store or Google Play. Lingo Kids, everything kids love.
The Vox Markets Podcast. Nothing in this podcast is intended as investment advice, and the people in this podcast may hold positions in the stocks they talk about. Do not buy anything based solely on a tip or recommendation. Please do your own research.
Metals One has an attractive portfolio of exploration properties in Scandinavia. There's quite a lot of variety on offer here. So here to tell us a bit more about it in detail is CEO Jonathan Owen. Jonathan, tell us more.
Thank you, Alistair. So let me start at the beginning in terms of Metals One and what we're about. So as Europe accelerates its transition towards a greener and more technologically sophisticated future, its appetite for technology metals such as copper and nickel, cobalt, continues to outpace supply. European demand for copper, for example, a critical component in all technologies, is forecast to double to 50 million tonnes by 2035. And meanwhile, Europe looks to cut its reliance on politically and environmentally challenging suppliers such as China, Russia, and Indonesia, and instead focus on sourcing locally within Europe for Europe. And for the manufacturers, the car manufacturers such as BMW, Stellantis, VW Group, etc., sourcing reliable sources of these metals locally is a top priority. So at Metals One, we have the Blacksash project. This is located in Northern Europe in Finland. It's a fantastic asset that we expect will supply a significant volume of these important materials, these important metals, at one of the lowest costs of production and one of the lowest environmental impacts as well.
So there's been some recent developments at Blacksash. What's been happening over the last week or so?
Yeah, just to wind the clock back a year or so. So we listed just over a year ago and hit the ground running with the Blacksash projects. We doubled the resource base from around about 28 million tonnes to just under 60 million tonnes of this important source of technology metals. And we look to continue to expand that resource base to around about 200 million tonnes over the short to medium term. Meanwhile, we took the decision to undertake a preliminary economic assessment of this asset, so to understand, what are the project economics, and this will open the door, we expect, to sources of European funding, grants, etc., and also underpin any conversations we might have with JV partners, for example. In terms of the last week then, so in terms of this continued expansion of that resource base, 60 million tonnes to 200 million tonnes, we've been working through systematically historical drill cores that the Geological Survey of Finland had taken in multiple areas of our Blacksash project area. And these were drilled decades ago. And of course, technology has moved on since then, assaying accuracy and efficiency has increased significantly. And so we took the opportunity to re-assay a lot of these old drill cores. And, to our delight, we have discovered significantly higher grades of, again, these critical metals, the technology metals, copper, cobalt, nickel, etc., across the samples.
So what will that mean for the project then?
What it means for the project, it increases confidence, reduces risk, again, as we continue to expand our footprint, expand our resource base. So it's all about increasing confidence levels and allowing us to reduce exploration risk, if you like, to go and drill additional drilling at these various locations with the knowledge that, we're onto something really good.
And so you mentioned the PEA a second or so, a minute or so ago. Tell us a bit more about what's involved with that.
So the PEA, the preliminary economic assessment, sometimes called the scoping study, it effectively looks at your asset, your ore body, and determines what it would cost to actually extract that and then sell the end product to the market. So it's basically building a business model, a business case for your mine. So it will output your capital requirements to build the mine, what your expected internal rate of returns, your NPV would be, etc. And that's then the business case that you can take to your board then to underpin or request further funds for further development. Alternatively, and this is always an option for a company of our size, it's the mechanism by which you can then value a project and take it to the market to look for JV partners or acquiring mid-tier mining companies, for example.
And remind us again of the timing of the PEA.
So the PEA, we're looking to have completed in December, if not sooner. So we commissioned Wardell Armstrong, a global mining services provider, to do this work independently. And so they're going through the process right now quite diligently. And it's quite an involved process, of course, looking at the cost base, potential suppliers, local contractors, etc., and then building up the economic model. So December, I'd like to push it sooner, but expectation is December.
So one assumes the PEA is built around the existing resource, but referring to the reassays, which we talked about earlier, is there scope for an increase in the size of the resource as well, looking ahead?
No, absolutely. So the PEA is frozen, if you like, in terms of which volumes it's looking at. So it's looking at that 60 million, circa 60 million ton resource base. Yes, we'll bring on additional 20, 30 million tons here and there as the work program develops. And then we will look to update the PEA as those resources come in. Realistically, though, we're pushing to do the pre-feasibility study, which is the next phase, a huge, significant milestone in the development of a mining operation next year. So what we'll likely do on the back of a positive PEA is to roll up any additional resources into the next stage, into that pre-feasibility study.
So, as you know, I spoke to Lord Ashbourne recently about Metals One, and one thing he mentioned was the possibility of government grants when it comes to funding. Have you got any insight you can give us as to whether whether that's a meaningful possibility?
Absolutely. No, it's hugely exciting. So the EU recently passed legislation supporting the domestic sourcing of these critical metals, or strategic metals, they call them in law. So that's your nickel, your cobalt, your copper, your lithium, etc. And that legislation offers all sorts of avenues of accelerated development. So in terms of permit fast tracking, but it also opens up the opportunities for EU funding, EU grants, so non-dilutive funding to support projects like ours. In fact, the PEA is a critical document that will underpin our application to the EU for what they call strategic project status. So that application will go in Q1 next year, and as Lord Ashbourne alluded to, that strategic project status then will open up EU grants and funding to continue to develop the project.
So that's exciting. So before we wrap it up, Jonathan, tell us a little bit about your joint venture with Kingsrose, because we haven't really covered that off in any detail so far in this conversation.
Yeah, so the Blacksash projects that we've been talking about in Finland is very much my team's focus on developing, rapidly developing. We also have then the Rana project in Norway, which is a joint venture, as I say, with Kingsrose Mining, listed on the ASX. This is an earlier stage exploration project, but it's hugely significant on a global scale in terms of potential volumes and quality and it's a very exciting project. So Kingsrose are farming into the project, and so they're They're doing the work on the ground, the drilling, the assaying, the geological mapping, and they're paying for it. So they've invested over $5 million to date. They've committed another $3 to $4 million over the next work period, and that, will hopefully unlock, like as I say, a potential world class asset in the coming months and years.
So much to look forward to as we come into the autumn and winter in the Northern Hemisphere. We'll be watching with great interest. Thanks for joining us today, Jonathan.
Thank you, Alistair.
The Vox Markets Podcast. Nothing in this podcast is intended as investment advice, and the people in this podcast may hold positions in the stocks they talk about. Do not buy anything based solely on a tip or recommendation. Please do your own research.
Any team that's tested AI tools for data has seen the pattern already. AI gives a different number than your BI tool. Metrics don't match across teams. And inevitably, users lose trust. It turns out, turning on AI is easy, but making it work on data is not. Hex AI was built to solve this. The key is nailing context. Hex is built to unify and curate your data context for agents. Data teams can observe, govern, and continuously improve every AI answer, so answers get smarter the more your team asks. The result? Your entire organization asks data questions in natural language and trusts the answers. Not because the AI got lucky, because it knows your business and its data. Because that's what an AI analytics platform should do. Join data teams from Cursor, Lovable, Ramp, AWS, and over 2,000 more at hex.ai.
Over time, moss, mold, and mildew stains cover your home, and cleaning them is too much work. You need Wet and Forget, the easy bleach-free way to clean tough outdoor stains. For decks, patios, and cushions, use Wet and Forget outdoor spaces. No scrubbing, no rinsing. Just apply and let it do the work for you over time. Got a bigger job? Reach second-story siding and roofs with Outdoor Max. Up to a 30-foot reach and 2 times the coverage. Get Wet and Forget at Home Depot, Lowe's, and Walmart.
This is Jana Kramer from Wind Down with Jana Kramer. Hey, quick question for the parents listening right now. When's the last time your kid asked for something and you actually felt good saying yes? Because lately, a lot of families have been hearing the same thing. Can I have Lingo Kids, please? And here's the thing. Lingo Kids is the number one entertainment platform for young kids with more than 4,000 interactive games, songs, and shows. Astronauts, wild animals, superheroes, dinosaurs. It's literally everything kids love all in one place. So when they ask for it, you can actually feel good saying yes. Download Lingo Kids for free and start exploring today, or unlock even more amazing content with Lingo Kids Plus. And if you go with the yearly plan, you can save up to 60%. Search Lingo Kids in the App Store or Google Play. Lingo Kids, everything kids love.